In the United States, a federal judge overturned California's gay marriage ban yesterday in a case which might end up in the country's Supreme Court. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker's opinion is the first in a federal court on the issue of same-sex marriage. Voters in California passed Proposition 8 as a state constitutional amendment in November 2008, 5 months after the California Supreme Court legalized same-sex unions. The ruling, if allowed to stand, threatens not only the law in California, but the laws in 45 other states that define marriage as one man and one woman. Cardinal Francis George, president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, said the misuse of law to change the nature of marriage undermines the common good and that no court of civil law has the authority to reach into areas of human experience that nature itself has defined. The chairman of the board of the National Organization for Marriage, Maggie Gallagher, says the ruling is an insult to the voters of California.
Well, I think it's not surprising Judge Walker had telegraphed his bias and not unexpected. But it's still outrageous. I mean, 7 million Californians woke up to find that our voices and our votes did not matter. Judge Walker is saying that he has the right to substitute his views and values on marriage for that of the majority of the American people. And he's doing so based on what is really a slur against the American people, claiming that only bigotry explains why we care about marriage.
Gallagher says it is important to keep in mind this is just one decision, and she believes the United States Supreme Court will uphold a state's right to protect traditional marriage.